We come to the final chapter of the book of Romans, chapter 16. Paul has started to talk about mostly the arrangements for his traveling. There will be one more little doctrinal thing he has to say. This is sort of the postscript to the letter, the P.S. He's signing up. The formal end was verse 33 of the last chapter. Now, after discussing the situation by which he believed he would come to Jerusalem, or hoped he would come to Jerusalem, and then eventually to Rome, he begins chapter 16 by greeting people he knew at the church at Rome, and people who he knew were going to Rome. So, he starts off saying, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. Commend means to introduce. She says, I'm introducing this. She may have been the person who carried the letter. I don't know. But that ye receive her in the Lord as become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succor of many, and of myself also. A succor is feminine. It means a patroness, an assistant. She was someone, who was very important, Paul. She had assisted him. He's asking them to assist her. Verse 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Jesus Christ, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. I suppose he was the first person in Achaia converted, or something of that nature. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. These are people he knew at Rome, who'd obviously gone there. Some of these are Jews, kinsmen. Mary is definitely a Hebrew name, obviously. But Andronicus and Junia, these are Romanized and Greek names. But these are kinsmen. These are Jews with Hellenized, as they called it. Hellenized meant that they had adopted themselves into Greek culture. Maybe they hadn't shaved anymore. They stopped. They started shaving, and acting like Greeks, yet still they were Jews by blood, and oftentimes they still held with the many elements of the Jewish religion. Or maybe this was a renaissance for them when Messiah came in the preaching of Paul. So greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord, verse 8. Verse 9, salute Urbane. Actually, it's Urban. There are a lot of popes named Urban. Salute Urban, our helper in Christ, and Stachius, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' house. Salute Herodion, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Either there, I think he means by that the some of his household were of the Lord and some were not. Salute in verse 12, Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. And she is his mother, and she's my mother. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermas and Hermas, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. These are all the people who are going to be reading this letter, and maybe these are the heads of several different groups, because, you know, she says, those that are with them, those that are with them, those that are with them, the church is in their house, right? So there are, you know, Rome is a big city at this time. It's over 1 million people, I believe. Or a lot, you know, a lot of people there. I mean, gosh, we have a town here near me. It's 900 people, and there's like 4 churches in town, okay? A lot of time, you know, so obviously in a city like Rome, there'd probably be several Christian congregations even at this early time. The people had been hard at work there, laboring for Christ, preaching the gospel. Verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and for by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Sorry, I just choked on my own spit. For your obedience is come abroad unto all. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. I mean, simple, uncomplicated. We reject evil. Right? You know? Don't be what he's, and not that you should be, you know, like, hey, we're evil. I don't see no evil, hear no evil. No, no, what he means is just like black and white. Simple. What is the 185? Yeah, unmixed is what that word means. Unmixed. In a figurative sense, innocent. But I like unmixed, meaning, you know, we don't. You know, hey, with what is good, sometimes, you know, like the issues, remember, about what you eat and so on, and the law is good, right? And holy and pure. Okay, the law is good. Faith is good. Let's be wise, right? Maybe we see subtleties in good things, right? One with another, we bear one another, right? But when it comes to evil, it's very black and white. It's very, we don't mix. Unmixed. Simple. That doesn't have to get complicated with evil.